Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages and end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Pehei in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Asiri, starting Aloch Hei, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Adeichon hu Oimer. Meaning, until where does he say Halal in the first part of Leila Seder? In Leila Seder, we say Halal between Kris Rishon and Kris Sheni, between the first cup and the second cup of the Arba Koisis, and then we stop for the meal. And then we continue the halal afterwards. So until where is the first part of the halal? Meaning you just say the first perek of halal, only the first chapter, and then you stop. You don't go on to Betes Yisrael. Meaning you say also Betes Yisrael until the second chapter. He ends up with the bracha of Geulah. What is the bracha of Geulah? He redeemed us and redeemed our fathers. And he brought us to this night. It doesn't end with another bracha because it's a short bracha. Bracha ktsara, a short bracha, you don't add a bracha in the end. Rabbi Kiva adds that not only you mishabeach, you praise the past, but you also daven for the future. Kain Hashem Elokeinu Yegi'enu leRegolim Aboyim leKrasenu, Kesher Boruch Hu bring us to the future Regolim leShalom in peace, Smeichim beBinyan Yirecho, be happy in the building of Yerushalayim, Sosim Avodasecho veChidush Beis Mikdashecho, we rejoice with the Avodah and the start of Beis Hamikdash, veSham Noichal min haPesachim umin haZvachim, we will eat there from the current Pesach and from other Korbanos asHegi Adamom and Kir Mizbachecho leRatzon. And that the blood was sprinkled on the wall of Mizbeach, v'nedelecho al geulaseinu, and we will thank you for our geulah. Because it's such a long bracha, so according to Rabbi Akiva, we end with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, praise Hashem for the geulah of Am Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Rav Omar mitchilo tzorich latchil be'ever anor Yoshua v'yseichem. We start the beginning of the Agadah with the words about be'ever anor Yoshua v'yseichem that originally Am Yisrael started with Terach, going, that we're living Me'ever Anor, the Kachas Avichim Savram Me'ever Anor, because we took Avram Avinu from there and made Am Yisrael. And the Pasuk there says, Va'arbe Zaru V'ten Lo Yisitzchok, so the Gemara Darshins, it says, Va'arbe Omav Acho V'Eiruv K'siv, it says, Arbe without a Hey. Kama Rivim Asisi Imoet Shelo Nasate Lo Yisitzchok, because we Kiv Yochu fought with Avram Avinu, meaning he challenged Avram Avinu with Nisyoinis until he gave him Yitzchok. Oyrev means someone who's waiting to see what's going to happen. In Chota, if you sin, loy meitenle, I'll not give him Yitzchok. In Zochon, if you zoyche meitenle, I'll give him Yitzchok. So both are saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to see if Avraham Avinu will stand the challenges. One is says Loshon Riv, as if it was a fight and there was the challenge itself. And one is Loshon Oyrev, someone who's waiting to see what's going to happen. So we saw in the Mishnah of Machlokes, according to B'Tshama, you just say the first chapter of Halal. According to B'Tshama, you say also B'Tshama Yisrael Mitzrayim. So B'Tshama asked B'Tshama, why are we saying B'Tshama Yisrael Mitzrayim if Am Yisrael did not leave Mitzrayim yet? Meaning we talk about the first, in the beginning of Leila Seder, before Chatzos, T'Yas Mitzrayim did not begin. Even if you wait till the morning, until the call of the rooster, we didn't get yet to the half of the geulah. How you mention geulah if you didn't get the geulah yet? They went out of Mitzrayim only in the middle of the day. Shemar vayibe etzem ayoyim ezeh hoitzi Hashem es bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Yisrael b'Mitzrayim in the middle of the day. Because you started the mitzvah, so you finish it up. I mean, you started Halal, so you continue the praises, even though it did not come the time. So B'Tshama say, we go based on the beginning of the Geulah. The beginning of the Geulah was Chatzos HaLaila. And Chatzos, that's what Makas Bechiris happened, and that's why we could start talking about B'Tshama Yisrael. So therefore, we wait to say B'Tshama Yisrael towards the end of Leila Seder, when we get closer to Chatzos. And we still say, there's no point to do it then, because anyway, the actual Geulah did not happen until the next day. So we're just saying now all the praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? You say you can't mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim according to B'Tshama because we didn't get yet to that time. You already mentioned Yitzhak Mitzrayim when you said Kiddush. Then you say Zeich Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Says the Tani, Eim Oyim Rimzman, you don't say Shechiyonu, Ele B'Sholosh Regolim Belvad, and three Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Omer Amonu Mastiso, Omer Kein, the Membrais is said this way based on the Pasuk that says B'Chag HaMatzot, B'Chag HaShavuos, B'Chag HaSukkos. because they're called Gimel Regalim. Tani koshikosubu mikro koyjit tsuch laskir buzman. Another bride says no. Not only regalim you say is this man, but every time it says mikro kodesh, meaning including also Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you also say shechiyonu. Omar avtarchu miyoyis, it makes sense. Mishoro teino b'chayris shemeino tzich laskir zman. If a person saw a new fig, a new fruit, you say shechiyonu. What's the reason? Because the kol da'asim is man is man. Anything that comes infrequently, once in a while, you say shechiyonu. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also comes once in a while, so it makes sense you say shechiyonu, even though it's not a regalim. Now the following few lines of the Gemara don't belong here at all, and it's a quote from the Gemara that we had earlier in the Masechta, in the beginning of the fourth parak. There we learn the Avodin of Lois is going to do. You should not make agudas agudas. You should not divide Am Yisrael for people to do different things. So says the Gemara, I Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim be Yehuda Nagu Kerekivo uvigolu Nagu Kerechem Benuri. The machlekes there between the Rekivo and Rechem Benuri is when do we mention Malchios in Rosh Hashanah and in Yom Kippur of Yovel? Do we mention it in Kedusha Sayoim of Shmoneh Esrei, or do we mention it in Akel Hakadosh in the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei? So in Yehuda they were Noeg one way. And in Galil, they were knowing something else, probably because we mentioned Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's why this came over here. We just mentioned Shechiyonu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so we mentioned something else that came from this Masechta regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the question is, you see over here, they did not mock Beloyis is going to do. You have two different minhagim, two different customs, or two different places. Answers the Gemara Dapayam with base. This is all quoted from the Gemara before. Avar v'asa b'Yehuda ki Galil, or v'Galil ki Yehuda yotza. And the Gemara there added Shanyahi, meaning there, if in Yehuda you did the minig of Galil, or in Galil you did the minig of Yehuda, you're Yotze. So that's not called Lois is going to do. Lois is going to do means that each one has his own opinion, and they disagree with each other, and each one cannot do like the other one. But here it's only the Chetchile, that's the way to do it, but you could do otherwise, that's not called Lois is going to do. Says the Gemara, Purim, Eilu Korim, Barbos, Eilu Korim, Mechemisho, so what about Purim? That the cities, the Mukafas Choyma, they do Purim on the 15th of Adar. And the other cities do on the 14th. So we're dividing Am Yisrael. Shani, Dichti, Mishpocho, Mishpocho, Medino, Medino, Ve'ir, Ve'ir. There it's Exeris Akasso, the Pasuk and Megillas Esther that says that we're splitting the cities, Ir, Ve'ir, different cities with different times to do Purim. Halachi Vav Zog de Mishto. Mozguloi Koi Shlishi, Mivarech Al Mizoinim. Now they pour the third cup of the Seder, and then it does break a Samozin. Revi, goyim erol of esahal, the fourth cup, you're going with it, the halal, meaning you say the halal before the fourth cup. Voyim erol of brikas ashir. It's a machlekes in the Gemara in the Bavli, what is brikas ashir? Is it nishmas, or is it the halalucho? Ben akoysos alolo, between the first cups, imrotzo lishto is ishte, you could drink in between. Ben shlish the revi, lo yishte, between the third and the fourth cup, one should not drink wine, we'll see in the Gemara why. After Pesach, you don't have afikoyman, and we'll see the Gemara, what does that mean? So the Gemara, Ksi, Bifra, Prois, Bisrael, Bisnadiv, Om, Bochu, Hashem. When there's Prois, when there's Tsaros to Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, so then Am Yisrael voluntarily should get together and give a bracha to Hashem. He's not for Rosh Hashanah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Selechem Nisim to you, or even Shiro. So we dash from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. He does his miracles, you have to do Shiro, we have to say Hala. So as the Gemara, so why? When they went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't say Halal until, or they didn't say Halal or Shira until they reached Yamsuf, until they reached Kriyas Yamsuf. The answer is because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of the Geula, and the Geula concludes in Kriyas Yamsuf, it's one long Geula. Harry Mordechai and Esther, there we didn't have Halal, they didn't say Shira. They're outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't say Halal. And the Gemara in the Bavli asks, what about Mitzrayim? Before they came to Eretz Yisrael, so there's no difference between Chutzot and Eretz Yisrael. Only once they reached Eretz Yisrael, now Chutzot is now really to say Halal over there. They were redeemed from their haters, from their persecution, but they're still under the Malchus. They're subject to the king. The way the Gemara in the Bavli says it is a kati of the Achashverosh Onan. We're still slaves of Achashverosh. Here's the Gemara says, Lama, what's the reason you cannot drink between the third and the fourth cup? So you won't get drunk. Says the Gemara, from a shukaru, isn't he already drunk if you allow him to drink wine the whole suudo, the whole Seila Seder? So of course he's already drunk. What's the difference between the wine that's during the meal or the wine that's after the meal? Says the Gemara, Yain Shalach HaMazon Meshaker, Shabatoich HaMazon Inim Meshaker. Because when you drink during the meal, it does not cause someone to become drunk. Something that he drinks out of the meal, then, meaning after the meal ended, that's Meshaker, that caused a person to be intoxicated. The Gemara now focuses on the last part of the Mishnah. It says, Meftir Machar Pesach HaFikoyim, what does it mean? Rav Simon Meshem Rabbi Naini Bar Seisai Minei Zemer. Don't bring out instruments of clay shear, of music. But you have to say the halal without clay shear. I mean, it's not enough to just sing, you have to say the halal. You should not bring dessert after you eat Korban Pesach. Because you have to have the taste of Korban Pesach remain in the mouth. Which means different types of mushrooms. The gozalaya the chananya bashilas. Or the little chicks that chananya bashilas used to eat at the end of the meal, meaning the dessert you can't bring at the end of the meal. That's what it means. Don't do after Pesach, don't bring out mon, food after the Pesach, don't bring dessert out. And in the beginning of Amud Aleph, we saw another explanation that Afikoyim means not to move from one Chabur to another Chabur. After one eats Korban Pesach with one Chabur, he can't move to another Chabur. So a few explanations, what does it mean, Afikoyim? With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Pei Hei.